You're listening to Fritz and Friends on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
Welcome back to Fritz and Friends. Cheryl Fritz here, along with Scott Eckersley, producing 1320 WILS and streaming live on 1320WILS.com. Going out on the phone now to Ray Holman, who is legislative liaison with UAW 6000. Good evening, Ray.
Hey, Cheryl, how's it going?
Apparently, I just need to book a regular spot for you.
That sounds good to me.
Everything with the unions has been in the news for so long now. And there was a ruling this week that I wanted to talk with you about. It was a little bit on the back burner with everything else going on. But Judge William Colette ruled this week that the state had to stop taking 3% of wages for retiree health care. How do you feel about that ruling?
Well, we feel very good. You know, we feel like the court validated our argument and that the state clearly violated the Constitution, the state Constitution, because what it says is the Civil Service Commission has sole authority over wages and benefits, not the legislature. And we feel that, you know, our argument, again, was validated by Judge Colette. And so we're really happy, and we expect and hope that on April 1st, state employees will get their full paycheck.
Well, and that is your hope. State officials are saying they're going to ask the Court of Appeals to stay the order and keep pulling that 3% out. Is that something you would have expected?
You know, they are going to appeal it to the Court of Appeals, and it is possible that they could put a hold on that. But we're, you know, what we're saying is, you know, don't waste the taxpayer's money. You know, obviously, a judge has ruled that the Constitution was violated, that these matters need to be taken care of at the bargaining table, and we're hoping that, you know, the fact the state does not file appeal, although that I'm sure that they probably will, but we're hoping the Court of Appeals doesn't accept it, and again, we get our full paycheck, because what had happened is during a retirement bill last year, they created a trust, allegedly, that would allow us to have retiree health care. But the problem is this trust had no teeth and could be raided at any time. So essentially, and Judge Colette saw right through this, it was just a pay cut, a slick pay cut. So, you know, again, we're happy with the ruling.
Now, that's another interesting piece of all of this. The judge said that the state had to stop collecting this 3%, but he didn't say that the state had to give back the money it's collected since last fall, which is approximately $27 million.
That's correct. So there's money that was put into escrow, and Judge Colette put it there so neither the state nor the employees could have it. And you're absolutely right, Cheryl. That money right there will stay there until the appeal process is completed. But in his ruling, he said starting April 1st, we would get our full paycheck. So, you know, of course, we're a little disappointed that we didn't get that money returned. But we're still happy that our argument was validated.
And I don't mean to belabor the point, but what's going to happen with this $27 million? I mean, do you know?
Well, that money's just going to sit there. And see, it's a shame because the state, as you know, Cheryl, is having tough times with the budget. We're in a huge budget deficit, and nobody gets access to that money. And you know what? That was part of our argument. We said, clearly, what you're doing is illegal, and why would you do this when you can handle these type of matters at the bargaining table? And in fact, that money is separate, so nobody has access to it. So it's not helping the state balance its books, nor are state employees getting, you know, their full paycheck.
Wow, that's amazing. Well, the other thing I wanted to be able to chat with you about is everything that's gone on in Wisconsin the last couple of days, and we'd have to do three shows to cover all of that, Ray. But, you know, the Governor Walker signed that labor bill into law today. What are your thoughts? You took two or three carloads of folks up to Wisconsin a couple of weeks ago, so you kind of connected with these folks, and, of course, you know, you connected with them on the similar values. What are your thoughts after hearing this today?
Well, you know, that's something we feel very strongly about, and we really wanted to support the Wisconsin public employees. And as you just mentioned, Cheryl, we did spend a day there with state employees in the Badger State. And the reason that we're keeping an eye on that and are disappointed with what Governor Walker did is because he did away with collective bargaining rights for the vast majority of public employees. And, you know, that's not democratic. That's not, you know, that's not part of our American values. And what collective bargaining is it gives people the opportunity to come to the table and sit down across from the employer and try to find a reasonable solution that's in everybody's benefit. And ultimately, you know, the membership, and in that case, public employees, could vote on what they want to do, and everybody can be part of the process. And we feel that, you know, it's not democratic to take that right away. Everybody knows that all across the country, states are having budget problems. But to take away people's rights is not the answer. Again, it all goes back to the bargaining table.
Well, we live in interesting times, Ray.
Yeah, we sure do, Cheryl. And you know what? I really appreciate the opportunity you've given me to come on your show and give our perspective. And I'm sure there's going to be a lot of more interesting stuff coming our way very soon, right here in Michigan.
Well, it does seem to be spreading. We heard from Dave Brown at the pep rally at Indianapolis yesterday. There was a rally going on at the Capitol during the MSU pep rally at the Capitol as well. So, like I said, there's a couple sides to every issue, and I always appreciate hearing your side of it. Thank you, Ray.
Thanks, Cheryl.
Have a great weekend.
You too.
Ray Holman, UAW 6000. We'll be back with more Fritz and Friends after this.